when you get a C, I see here $191,755 in year one. I think $560 in 3 year, and they call that a rural health care services outreach grant program. So this kind of coming to Mercer County. So as a U.S. representative, what does this kind of represent for you?
It represents a community that knows that there was a need that came together. You had the Mercer County Health Department, Genesis, you had Unity Point in the audience, you had the faith community here. Everybody coming together to say, we can't do this alone. We need to do this together. And that's what they're doing. And that, you know, I mean, that's what rural America is about. That's what rural Illinois is about. And that's why, as I pointed out earlier, we've got a great program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture in rural development that is at risk of being zeroed out, having no financing behind it. When I get back out to Washington the first week of September, that's one of the biggest fights I'll have on my hands.
Well, and I guess the mental health aspect of it, though, and being in healthcare, you know, that this is like one of the big hot-button issues you always hear in a lot of these debates is mental health. Well, kind of, you know, the federal government here, at least in Mercer County, is kind of putting their money where their mouth is. So I guess, can I get an amen from Sherry Bustos on that?
Amen, absolutely. I worked in healthcare for 10 years before I went to Congress. Mental health resources have been an issue, and it's not just in smaller towns, towns of 3,500 people like Aledo, but it's in places like Moline and Rock Island, Peoria, Rockford as well. To integrate mental health care needs with physical health care needs is really key to all of this. And that's what the community is looking to do, identify what the problems are, provide care for people in need, and work together with the healthcare providers here in the community.